ESPN 93.5 and Sunny 95.3 with Coach Mike Ditka ready to go.
Coach, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Where's Johnny? Johnny, you there?
He's coming.
All right. Mike is on the line with us. Coach, great having you back on the show, as always. How was your golf? Did you play this weekend?
Oh, I didn't play. I did a couple things. I'm on my way to Arizona today for the opening of a new restaurant out there. So, you know, I've kind of been traveling around a little bit more than normally. But, you know, it's all good. I was a grand marshal with the NHRA races out in the starter at the races out in Joliet yesterday. So I've been kind of running around.
I guess so, man. Yeah. But I tell you what, they love you in Joliet, don't they?
Well, they love that racing, I'll tell you that. Those things are loud and they're fast.
Yeah, but they know Mike Ditka. Yeah. I know that. All right, so is your new restaurant going to be in Phoenix?
Yeah, we're opening in a casino outside of Chandler, Arizona, which is Scottsdale, Chandler area. It's a casino called Cuvée. And it's just brand new. We're opening, we're going out today, and the opening will be Tuesday. Today's Monday, it'll be tomorrow. So we're looking forward to it. It's a good opportunity for us to expand our business, and the other restaurants are doing fine. So we'd like to see what this brand does nationally, so we'll see.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know what the brand does in Chicago. It's unbelievable how good your food is, Mike, and I sincerely say that. I wouldn't rave about it if it wasn't as good as it is. I just think you guys got it down. Has Johnny joined us now? Do I hear Johnny?
DVJ, that food at Ditka's is first class.
Are you kidding me? It's better than Ruth Chris. I'm telling you, it's the best steak I've ever eaten at Mike Ditka's.
Well, it might have more variety, too, Mike. It's just got a lot of...
Well, all steakhouses are good. We're good. We do pretty well, but I'm sure the other ones do it pretty well, too. I haven't eaten too many other ones lately. That's been my problem. I haven't even really eaten steak lately. I've been eating fish. So.
Man, it's good for you, Mike. It's great for you. All right, well, the first thing I wanted to start with was the horrible story overnight near Phoenix in Yarnell. Gusty hot winds blew an Arizona blaze out of control. 19 members of an elite fire crew are dead. Mike, what a terrible story.
It's unbelievable, yeah. And then we're going out there today. We're going to land in Phoenix. I mean, what a tragedy. I mean, these are some of the best firefighters there were. But I don't know. I guess it was just a freak thing.
Well, I tell you, that's dangerous stuff, Stevie. Wow.
I mean, Johnny, we could probably figure something out. A guy like you could figure it out. It'd cost a zillion dollars.
They've got a lot of things figured out and how to do that. But when you're talking about the forces of nature sometimes, you know, it's bigger than we are. And
it's a tragedy, no question. Nothing you can do. Half the town of Yarnell has been wiped out.
That's
unbelievable.
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
There are 2,000 acres. I'm just looking at it right now. Hundreds of people have to leave. And like you say, probably thousands.
Yeah. Well, as Johnny said, it's force of nature, and we ought to know you can't. Sometimes you can't do anything about it.
Whether it's a hurricane or you know, Sandy or anything,
right.
It's unbelievable.
Well, what are you doing in Phoenix, Mike?
We're opening a new restaurant. We have Ditka's going into a new casino out there, an Indian casino called Cuvée. There's three of them out there. There's three Indian casinos right outside of Scottsdale, Chandler area. So we're in the newest one. It just finished, and we got a great deal with them, and we're looking forward to the opportunity of expanding the brand. Like I told Steve, it's a great opportunity for us. So I want to find out what we're all about in Western America and see if we can work.
Well, I think what you're about, Mike, is just what you're about when you walk through airports. You've got one of the most recognizable faces in America. Now, is this going to be the same size of restaurant as in Chicago?
Probably just a little bit smaller, but not much. Not much.
Yeah.
It's going to be close to it. It'll probably be about the size of the one in Pittsburgh, actually.
But
you guys haven't seen it. It's a little smaller than Chicago, and probably just a shade smaller than Oakbrook, but it's a pretty good sized place now.
Well, Johnny, we got to go to Phoenix sometime and eat the new Ditka's. I'd love to do that.
Yeah, we'll put it on the schedule.
All right. Let's talk Aaron Hernandez. This is the tight end, former tight end for the New England Patriots, who's now charged with first-degree murder. I guess all you can say about it, Mike, is what a shame.
Well, I wouldn't even say that. I think it's a disgrace. I think anybody in his position, he went to college, he understands what he had. Somebody gave him a $39 million extension on his contract to play football. And, you know, there's somebody said the other day, you can take the guy out of the hood, but sometimes you can't take the hood out of the guy. And that's exactly what happened with this guy. He could not get out of his past, and he brought his past with him, and his past has brought him down. So I honestly, there's a lot of things I have sympathy about in the world, guys. That's not one of them. I mean, I hate to see a guy do what he did, but what an opportunity the world provided to him, and he just crapped on it.
I think I'll leave it at that, Speedy.
It's a situation, too, where New England knew who they had, and they still
they
gave him a $40 million.
A risk,
yeah.
Steve.
Yeah.
Not this.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
Not the guy who got out and shoot somebody.
Yeah. No, unbelievable. Yeah, it's horrible. It's just a horrible story. All right, the other story we didn't touch on, I wanted to on Friday, was Paula Deen. She's the chef that was in trouble. Now, I was trying to figure out there had to be more to this, but apparently she used a racial slur 30 years ago?
Well, it's pretty embarrassing in America. You guys, I mean, John knows, I had dinner last night with Rodney and Carla from New Orleans, and their friend at the restaurant. They came in to Chicago, so we had dinner with them. And of course, they're African Americans, but that has nothing to do with anything. They're friends. They worked there for the Saints when I worked there. So, but anyways, to me, it's become such a politically correct, stupid America that it's hard to believe. Now, I'm not condoning what she said or anything else, but I think that you would be hard pressed to find some of the most significant people in our country who have never said that word once.
Well,
that's what I mean. I don't know.
It's just ridiculous. And, yes, it does carry tremendous negativity, but it also doesn't mean you're racist if you say something like that. Most of the time I've heard it, it's been from African-Americans anyway, Steve. But
Really.
But it's nothing we want to use. But on the other hand, too, that much time gone by, and I doubt very seriously she's a racist figure. But
they brought her down. They destroyed her pretty good now. If that's what they did it.
I thought she went on some sort of N rant recently, and she said she used it. I couldn't believe the thing. Now I don't think she handled it particularly well, but my goodness, it was a piranha in the tank kind of. It was unbelievable what we saw happen to her. Now, in the same kind of a vein, when we talk politically correct, Johnny, some members of the University of Illinois football team did some weightlifting for charity. And what they did is they won, they raised $5,000, gave up a full night of their free time, which football players don't get very often, even this time of year. And then they put on headdresses and took a picture, and it was the front page of the paper. They were going, oh, my gosh, look at that. Oh, the university says, oh, we knew nothing about this. What the heck? Does that mean Dallas and Company, who rents headdresses, are racist or bigots? It's crazy.
Well, you're talking about Indian headdresses?
Yeah.
Well, that's a little crazy, but
the whole idea,
it's a crazy world.
It's racist to bring up the image of an Indian is what's got me confused, Steve. How that is
right.
Even? Yeah. I mean, what about history? It just
we had all through the last week the greatest image of an Indian, the Blackhawk. I'm not sure I understand people. I just don't understand people. To me, I think that would be like an honor. I mean to have that thing. Even they were warriors. I mean, they were fighters. And I think it would be great. But I don't know what goes through people's mind. Well, it's offensive to some. Well, I don't think so, really. I don't think it would be offensive to the older Indian. Believe me.
I don't think it's offensive either, Mike. I think it's just been kind of a gimmick to get attention, and it's worked. And I think that's one of the things Champagne kind of has to live under right now. I think it's a little bit of a cloud, Steve. It doesn't make any sense, and 90% of the people probably would not agree with not having an Indian, the alliance.
Johnny, the student body voted to get it back. And, of course, that's not going to happen, but here's my main confusion with the issue. You're telling me I am a racist and a bigot and any other words you want to use for liking Chief Illiniwek, and yet the Florida State Seminoles ride in bareback with a flaming spear, and
well, that's good. Well, it's not racist. People are saying it is. A few people are, and we're kind of buying into it because we don't want to fight about it anymore, but it's not racist. It's simply not, and we all know it, and that's what's kind of the cloud. It isn't so much the Indian, because we don't really need it for survival, but it is the idea that we have to live with what's really a lie, and it really, I don't think we've really quite gotten over it, as you can see from these kinds of things,
yeah.
And maybe, I disagree, I think the chief will be back someday, but we'll just have to see.
Gonna take a governor like Mike Ditka to get it back.
Well, I mean, it's a political thing. That is true. And so, and that political correctness thing Mike mentioned, but when something's just not right, it usually does come back.
Listen, we have a hard time taking care of ourselves, yet you have all these people that want to get involved in other things. They want to get involved in children's education about saying this or dressing this way or looking this way. And it has nothing to do with anything, really. It has no significance on anything, but it's another type of regulation that people want to put in place.
Yeah. Well, and Johnny just got a text from our buddy Spencer who says, what about the Fighting Irish? Are you telling me that all Irish are itty-bitty little leprechauns with beards with their fists up? Come on! That's offensive!
Yeah. Well, and because you said that just now, Steve, somebody's going to probably fall suit on that, too. Believe me. You can't call it a leprechaun. It's making fun of small people. I'm
exactly
serious.
Right.
That's what they'll come up with.
Yeah. No, that's right. If you're going to follow the line of thinking, it's offensive to somebody.
Well, and that's it. So you have to be bigger than that. And
it's a joke that we're even talking about this.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka, ESPN 93.5, the new Sunny 95.3. We're going to go for another 5 or 6 minutes with our star guests on Mondays and Fridays between 7:30 and 8. To some politics, John Kerry, our Secretary of State, has now said spying on allies is not unusual. Okay, so is this because now the world knows about our NSA stuff? The president has said about Ed Snowden, I'm not going to scramble jets for a 29-year-old hacker. Is that because you can't get him?
Well, I'm almost on the same page as him. I mean, he's whatever damage he's done, he's done it. But I wouldn't spend a whole lot of time and money running him down. But as far as spying on allies, I think we need to stay in communication with our friends. But I think you're right. It's kind of covering for maybe somebody hears something else about what we may be doing in England or Australia to our big allies, and they're trying to do some, preemptive coverage there.
Right, right.
But everybody's spying on everybody, guys.
I mean, that's true.
It is what it is.
Airlines hire slender women as flight attendants, they say, to save fuel. In this politically correct time again, here we go.
That's another ridiculous one.
Well, and there
actually,
are people unhappy.
It does save a little fuel. Every pound will save a little fuel. So technically, they're correct.
Yeah. And then the Rolling Stones, the paper in England says it was Night of the Living Dead. Isn't it amazing that these guys, Mike, can still play, and the average ticket price for Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones this summer is $350, and
it's
people pay it?
I mean, it is mind-boggling to me that the popularity has transcended this long.
Well, and they can jump around on stage this long. I don't know how old Mick is. I mean,
it hasn't with me, but I'm just saying.
Well,
that's an amazing thing. It's almost like it's a collectible ticket, and you get to actually go see the Rolling Stones. And there's a lot of groups. Steve,
I was at this thing, as I said. I was at this race, and so the people were bringing me tickets to sign. And I'm looking at the price of these tickets. Now, I assume it was one ticket. It was $56 for this, these drag races. you know, the straightaway drag races. These cars, I mean, I'm just saying, that shocked me. I mean,
he was at the kind of money.
Some of them were 56, some of them were 64, some of them were 52. But I mean, they were all pretty up there in price, and they probably had, I don't know, they had to have, I don't know, 10, 20,000 people out there. So,
well, Johnny, Mike was the Grand Marshal at the races in Joliet, Illinois, and he's talking about $64 price for a Joliet, Illinois racetrack. That's amazing.
Well, these are the biggest dragsters in the country. These are the top guys. It doesn't matter when you go drag racing, and you know what it is. See, you know, they got a straight track, and boom, they start. And I did my part, and I was going to get out of there. And that daggone car, they just started one of the races. I was leaving, and it almost broke my eardrum. And the fumes came out of that, out of the gas, and we got up under my eyes. I don't know that I could enjoy being there. You have to have earplugs or you can't take it.
Wow.
They can get up and go, I'll tell you.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Do they have chutes on those?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they got a guy. Well, they went through this with me. John, there's so much money tied up in this stuff. It's unbelievable. They got spare engines. They got spare transmissions. They got every piece part you can see. They got one guy can only touch that chute area. One guy can only touch the brake area. One guy can only touch the transmission area. One guy can only touch. I mean, that's all they have. Each a guy for each. I'm sitting there, and first of all, I'm thinking, this is amazing. But guys, I want to tell you that I would have never thought of this. I'm only bring this up. These people, I mean, they put a lot of money into the economy. I mean, these people that enjoy racing, go to watch racing. It's pretty incredible when you see what I saw yesterday. I was amazed. I mean, I'm just telling you, I was flabbergasted.
It's a whole other world.
It really is. And we just don't see it that way. But, I mean, I did some things with Jegg's Automotive. They have this big automotive company. They have cars in all lines of racing right now. It's a family thing. I can't even begin to tell you how much they got tied up in it. I mean, it's phenomenally the amount of money has to be. I mean, to have one of these cars alone, it's probably about a $9-10 million investment, you know, just to make it work for 1 year.
And that's it's a big hobby. It's a big sport. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of technology in it, too. Those guys know every little detail, and they have the rules. They have to stay within the guidelines and get that car to go. But and then the driver has to know what he's doing too, Mike. Let me tell you.
Exactly. And then the team that I was there, that they won. They had their another winner, so they're really doing well. But I'm just saying that I don't think people stop and think about it. There's so many segments of our society that don't touch us personally that we have no concept about. And all of a sudden, once you get out and you see, you say, wow. There's that many people doing this and interested in this, and they're making that kind of money in this. But it's unbelievable. It really is.
Yeah. It was a lot of people there in Joliet last night, Mike?
Yeah, I'd say it was still filling up when I left it. I would say they're going to probably end up with about 20,000 there.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. I mean, they had all the state police out and everything doing all the traffic. I mean, it was like anything else. I mean, like going anywhere else to a Cub game or Sox game or whatever.
Mm. That's amazing. A sport I haven't been to, Steve.
No, I haven't either, but remind me to bring my earplugs because I tell you what, I know it's loud.
I don't want to get off the subject, but it just amazes me because the more I see things, the more I'm amazed. But, ooh, this is a big part of our economy that we don't even understand.
Yep, no question.
It's just an example of the many different things that we are able to do and the opportunities that are out there that a lot of us don't even know about.
Yeah. Hey, when you head out to Phoenix, Mike, Death Valley at 128 degrees yesterday.
I know it's going to be bad. We're going out in a few. Right after this, we're going to go get the car and go out to the airport. But I got my shorts on anyway, so we'll see how bad it is.
It's a dry heat, Mike.
I know what the dry heat is. 120. That's a bunch of crap.
We'll have to tell him the story about butting in line there at Henderson, Nevada. Playing. We'll tell him that another time. Hey, guys, we'll leave it there. I'll call you on Friday. Always a pleasure. Mike, safe trip. Johnny, thank you as always.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
God bless.
All right.
Talk to you later.
God bless you. Be safe. Thanks so much.
That's
Brother Johnny Mike. Thanks, Johnny. Brother Johnny Mike Ditka, ESPN 93.5, the new Sunny 95.3.